Hello and welcome to this podcast brought to you by Charles Cameron and Associates. Today we'll be discussing what a deposit entails for the purchase of a property. So let's dive into some frequently asked questions. What is a deposit? Quite simply, to buy a property, you can borrow money from a mortgage lender to finance the purchase, but you will be expected to contribute some of your own money as you currently cannot borrow 100% of the amount needed. The money that you contribute is called a deposit. And the deposit can come from a variety of different sources, such as cash savings, equity in existing properties, investments, an ISA, or a gift from a relative who is willing to assist you. The deposit monies will need to be transferred to your solicitor before the purchase can complete. How much deposit is needed? The minimum deposit required for a purchase is 5% of the purchase price. Though depending on the affordability of the mortgage, the value of the property, or the property itself, the deposit requirement could be more than 5%. For example, for a new build flat, lenders will require a larger deposit than 5%. What effect does the size of deposit have on mortgage interest rates? Typically, the higher percentage of deposit that is used can reduce the interest rates offered by lenders. Mortgage providers will tend to offer higher interest rates for higher loan-to-value mortgages in order to de-risk themselves against negative equity. Interest rates and the range of available products change with each 5% deposit provided, meaning that with a 7% deposit, for example, you'd still be offered rates at 95% loan-to-value and would need to provide an additional 3% in order to qualify for the next loan-to-value range of rates offered. What is LTV? LTV, or loan to value, is quite simply the size of the mortgage loan that you are borrowing from a lender against the value of the property in question. So the purchase price minus your deposit is the mortgage loan amount, and the mortgage loan amount versus the purchase price is your loan to value bracket. The lower the loan to value, the more competitive mortgage rates tend to become. How does the loan to value impact on repayments? As we've discussed, the lower the loan to value, the lower the interest rates tend to become. This means that with a lower loan to value, your monthly repayment will be lower. This is because you'd qualify for a lower interest rate, as well as the fact that you'll be borrowing less. So let's see this example with some non-real-time rates. If we assume a property value of £340,000 and use a deposit of 10%, which is £34,000, the loan to value is 90%. We'll assume an interest rate of 6.46%, and this would result in a monthly repayment figure of £1,926. In contrast, with a deposit of 20% on the same value of property, so a £68,000 deposit, the rate offered here could be 5.98%, as the loan to value is 80%, resulting in a monthly repayment figure of £1,627. This repayment has reduced due to the lower interest rate and lower loan size. The additional £34,000 deposit could reduce the monthly repayment by nearly £300 per month. Gifted deposit. Who can gift? The types of DOT required inside and outside the UK. In order to purchase a property, a buyer can receive assistance in the form of a gifted deposit, but this type of deposit from a third party does need to meet certain conditions depending on the lender in question. Firstly, a gift is required to be a pure gift with no expectation of repayment nor any interest in the property to be held by the donor. Secondly, the donor would usually need to be a close relation to you. If they are a more distant relative or a third party and they'd like to help you with your deposit, you would need to discuss this with your advisor to see if it would be accepted by any lenders. Thirdly, the origin of the monies will need to be assessed by the lender reviewing the donor's bank statements, identification documents, and confirmation of which country the funds originate from. For a purchase, a solicitor will act on behalf of the purchaser and the mortgage lender, so they'll therefore need to do their necessary due diligence and anti-money laundering checks on the gifted funds in order to report this to the mortgage lender. This list is not exhaustive, however, and lenders may need to carry out additional checks or receive additional documentation in order to accept a gifted deposit. If you have any questions about a gift that you may receive for a property purchase, one of our advisors is always on hand to answer any questions that you have. How to save, lifetime ISAs and budgeting tips. First-time buyers can benefit from the Lifetime ISA, or the LISA, which is a long-term savings product intended to support younger people who are saving for their first home or for later life. This account can be opened if you're aged 18 to 39 years old, and you can save up to £4,000 each year tax-free. You'll receive a 25% government bonus on your savings when you're using the savings to buy a residential property up to £250,000 or £450,000 in London. The accounts are tax-free and LISAs are for individuals, so two first-time buyers buying together can both save into these accounts and both receive their government bonus. But an important note is that these funds can be used to purchase a first home 12 months after opening a LISA. If you withdraw the funds for any other reason than your first property purchase, or using it for a terminal illness, or using it for retirement after the age of 60, you will have to pay a withdrawal fee of 25%. First-time buyers who already own a Help to Buy ISA, which was withdrawn from the market at the end of 2019, can continue to save into these accounts until November of 2029 and then have until December of 2030 to claim up to a maximum £3,000 government bonus towards the purchase of their first home. Thank you for joining this Charles Cameron podcast. If you do have any questions, please do get in contact with one of our friendly advisors today.